Tonight, we've got new contestants. Daniel Gibbons, you are an entertainment lawyer.
Yes, I am.
And you will go to any extent to be properly dressed for dinner.
Yes. Oh, yes.
What does that mean?
Yes. Oh.
What does that mean?
I got invited to a dinner with Angela Lansbury was one of the guests that I was eating with.
Yeah.
And at the time I was working backstage at a show, and the show was set in a department store, and I didn't have anything to wear to this very fancy dinner. So I borrowed a tuxedo from one of the mannequins on set.
No kidding. And How was the dinner?
Delicious.
Totally delicious.
Yeah.
Your opponent is Craig Russell. You work packaging American TV for international audiences. How is U.S. television different, the way the international audiences consume U.S. television?
Well, comedy doesn't really translate that easily, so it's always the dramas or the actions that make it overseas, but Not so much the comedy.
They dub them, too, a lot, right?
We dub them or subtitle them, yeah. A neat anecdote that the voice for two of married people, the voices that do them in France, actually fell in love and married each other.
For what show?
The Simpsons.
No way. The two actors that
Homer
were playing...
Homer and Marge, that do the voices of French Marge and French Homer.
They actually fell in love?
And got married.
See, that's how you know they don't get the humor. Daniel, what's a texting abbreviation that you would personally like to see exist?
I would like to be able to use IWAM for I'm watching a movie. Because even if I'm not, it gives me a couple hours to respond. Even if I'm not. You know you get texts.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's good. Craig, how about you? What's a texting abbreviation you think should exist?
SIT, it's a LA thing. Stuck in traffic.
Stuck in traffic. SIT. Yeah, that doesn't exist yet either. And that buys you, what, 4 or 7 hours? This game combines two of LA's favorite pastimes, spotting celebrities and texting while driving. So we've mashed up the names of famous people with common text messaging abbreviations. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung, to give us an example.
If I said you'll be laughing out loud when you hang out with this rapper and NCIS Los Angeles actor, you'd answer LOLL Cool J. So every celebrity's name will have an initial or two at the beginning.
In real life, this author of scary books for kids isn't that spooky. Daniel.
I.R.L. Stein.
Exactly.
F my life is what this writer may have said if he were alive when HBO released the documentary Going Clear. Daniel.
F.M.L. Ron Hubbard.
That's right.
Few celebrities have probably uttered that phrase. I'm going to get kicked out of LA.
I know. Yeah. Can't say that here.
Just kidding. This Canadian singer is such a jokester. She tells people she wrote the song Hallelujah and then says, actually, Leonard Cohen did. Craig.
J. K. D. Lang.
Yes, indeed.
It's no big deal to clone dinosaurs for this Chinese-American actor, who also played a fair share of doctors throughout his career. Daniel.
N.B. Wong.
You got it.
Oh, my God. First, Richard Nixon asks you to tap a few wires and break into one or two hotels. Next thing you know, you're in federal prison for 4 years. Craig.
O.M.G. Gordon Liddy.
Yes!
Too much information. This architect designed the Louvre Pyramid, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Museum of Islamic Art in Qatar. Craig.
T.M.I.M. Pei.
That's right.
Wow.
This is your last clue. Best friends forever. You love Jay Gatsby so much, you want to be besties with the author who created him. Daniel.
B.F.F. Scott Fitzgerald.
That's right. Puzzle Guru Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
What a hard game, but they both did great, but Daniel did a little bit better. Congratulations, you moving on to the final round.
OMG, IDK, what you're waiting for? Come LOL with AMA and be here IRL. IOW, fill out a contestant form at amatickets.org ASAP, TIANTTFN. Coming up, will we be talking to Jeff Goldblum and Micah Monroe from Independence Day Resurgence? Will aliens conquer Earth? Will it ever rain in Los Angeles? So many things are possible, so stay tuned. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.